Simon & Schuster Audio presents Without Merit, a novel by Colleen Hoover, read by Candace Thaxton.
Chapter 1. I have an impressive collection of trophies that I did not win. Most of them I purchased from thrift stores or garage sales. Two of them I got from my father for my 17th birthday. Only one of them I stole. My stolen trophy is probably my least favorite one. I took it from Drew Waldrop's bedroom right after he broke up with me. We had been dating 2 months, and it was the first time I allowed him to put his hand all the way up my shirt. I was thinking about how nice it felt when he looked down at me and said,
"I don't think I want to date you anymore, Merritt."
There I was, enjoying his hand on my boob, and all the while he was thinking of how he never wanted his hand on my boob again. I stoically slid out from under him and stood up. After straightening out my shirt, I walked over to his bookshelf and snatched the biggest trophy he had. He never said a word. I figured if he dumped me with his hand up my shirt, I should at least get a trophy for it. That district championship football trophy was actually the start of my collection. From there, I'd pick up random trophies from garage sales or thrift shops anytime something shitty happened. Fail my driving test? First place in shot put. Don't get asked to junior prom? All-star cast in one-act play. My father proposes to his mistress? Little League team champions. It's been 2 years since I stole that first trophy. I have 12 trophies now, although far more than 12 shitty things have happened to me since Drew Waldrop broke up with me. But it's surprisingly difficult to find unwanted trophies, which is why I'm here at a local antique shop, eyeing the 7th place pageant trophy I've been wanting since I first saw it 6 months ago. It's about 1.5 feet tall, and it's from a 1972 Dallas pageant called Boots and Beauties. I like it because of the ridiculous pageant title, but I love it because of the gold-plated woman on top of the trophy. She's wearing a ball gown, a tiara, and a pair of boots with spurs. Everything about it is absurd, especially the $85 price tag, but I've been saving up for it since I first laid eyes on it, and I finally have enough money to purchase it. I grab the trophy and turn to walk toward the register when I notice a guy on the 2nd floor of the antique store. He's leaning over the railing, staring at me. His chin is resting casually in one of his hands like he's been in that position for a while. He smiles as soon as we make eye contact. I smile back, which is a bit out of character for me. I'm not the type to flirt, and I'm definitely not the type to know how to reciprocate when someone flirts with me. But his smile is pleasant, and he isn't even on the same floor as me, so I don't feel threatened by potential embarrassment.
"What are you doing?"
he calls out. Naturally, I look over my shoulder to see if he's directing his comment at me. Maybe the guy isn't looking at me and he's talking to someone behind me. But other than a mother who braved the antique store with her little boy, there isn't anyone else in my vicinity. And the woman and her child are both facing the opposite direction, so he must be referring to me. I look back up at him and he's still looking down at me with that smile. "I'm buying a trophy." I think I might like his smile, but he's a little too far away for me to tell if I'd be attracted to him. His confidence is attractive in itself. He has dark hair, and it's a bit choppy and spastic. But I'm not judging because I don't think I've brushed my own hair since yesterday morning. He's wearing a gray hoodie with the sleeves shoved above his elbows. Tattoos cover the arm his chin is resting on, but I can't make them out from down here. From here, he looks a little too young and a little too tattooed to be browsing for antiques on a random weekday morning.